Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron. Another program. Today is Monday, November 28th, 2011. Thank you, Larry. And we're on Station 1. And we're on Station 1 also on Wednesday, but the other nights, Friday, Saturday, we're on Station 2 for the new people listening. And here we go. So let's see what's cooking here. We're doing our clone night tonight, and that'll be on the conference call, $20, if you're interested in being decloned for a while, to see what it's like to be human. You can come on. That might sound pretty weird to the first-time listener, but once you're on the call, you're going to realize maybe that you're not always human here. So, Carrie, we'll see if you're out there somewhere in the land of radio land, cyberspace, on the phone line, or somewhere.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Not too far in the beyondo.
All of the above. Me and all my clones, we're here ready to do a show. So, let's have a look. I'm not seeing. Let me just quickly refresh my fast chat. Well, hi, everybody. Let's see. It's November. Oh, Larry's saying the 28th and the 29th. I think it's the 28th today. Yes, it is. It's the 28th. Right first time, Larry. So as Ron mentioned, the decloning is tonight. So that's after this show, which is at, it'll be at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern for an hour on a conference call. And if you haven't done this before, well worth taking that hour to see how you feel. It's just $20 to have a sampling of what happens. So we do the show today for an hour, and then there's about a half-hour gap, and then the decloning hour is from 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. So let's see. We've got don't see any questions yet, but on the topic of questions, just want to remind those of you who know and tell those of you who may not that there is the new email for a question to be read out on the Q&A that Ron has added on Wednesday and then the regular one on Friday after the BBS shows those 2 days, which are at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, so the Q&As are an hour later. And that email address is CLS, for Creation Lightship, CLS questions, plural with an S, at yahoo.com, CLS questions at yahoo.com. And if you send your question in ahead of time, just put in the subject line which night it's for, whether it's for Wednesday or Friday, so when we read them out, we know whether you're listening or not. Still not seeing any questions. Let me just refresh real quick. Oh, here's a question. This is from Shannon, Ron, and she's asking, why do we need to shower after clearings? And I know on the eight-hour calls you often mention, it might be a good time to take a shower now. So maybe you can explain how that helps us.
Oh, your body's going through a lot of changes, so it's nice to clear off the auric field. That's the reason. And people normally feel better after a shower anyway. So that's kind of what it's for, is to clean the energy fields around your body that your body's emitting. So it just tends to make you feel better because the energy is taken off of you with the water. And our next marathon healing session is at 28 hours. It'll be starting next month. We have a request here asking when it's going to be. So it's the Saturday call. It'll be the second Saturday. And then we have the 11th, 18th, and 25th will be the Sunday calls for 8 hours apiece. And I believe I'll probably be doing the a call maybe this coming Saturday. We could probably do something at our regular time, we'll say 1 o'clock my time, PST. And if you're interested, maybe send me an email. We'll be doing people talking about the enlistment program. If you wish to do some alien fighting, so there are people already enlisted. So you had a couple of weeks, we'll say, to do the enlistment and to see if you still want to continue doing that. So I'll be doing a call this coming Saturday, the way it looks here, at around 1 o'clock my time. So just send me an email, and I'll send you over the conference call pin numbers for that. So that'll be the ones that have enlisted and the ones that may wish to enlist. We'll just see what people are experiencing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and while we wait for our next question on the fast chat, I was just thinking about Shannon's question about having a shower after the certain clearings. You know, the water thing and clearing our auric field, that's kind of like what you have told us to do with any crystals or stones or even, you know, other objects that don't, you know, that can be wet, that don't get
yes,
affected by
the
wet.
Yes, that's very good. Yeah, it's very good to do that with the objects, too. In fact, if anybody happens to go out to, like, a secondhand store or something, and you start touching items there, clothing, that they haven't been washed, you can feel the energy of the person who used to wear it. That's pretty obvious. You can say, oh, this is an old person. Maybe they had cancer. You can feel that in the clothing. You know, you can feel if it's, you know, naturally, if it's just something that's generic, if it's male or female. Even cars, you know, go out to a car lot, the used car lot, we'll say, and just start sitting in some cars. You can actually feel the presence of the last owner in that car. So it's quite interesting how the car will take on that energy of the previous owner. And this is why you want to clean yourself off and also objects around you so that they can become neutralized and be out of judgment. So back to you, Carrie, and we can have callers tonight. We just need to tell the callers to maybe talk in headlines and to come right to the point of what they wish to have. I can only handle about 10 words at a time here in order to talk to you or to listen. And we have had some really interesting callers so far coming on. So if you do want to ask a question, you can. If you want to explain a situation that you dealt with, you know, that's fine to talk naturally more than 10 words, but if there are questions, then definitely keep it, you know, short, right to the point, the headlines, and that's the best way for me to understand what you're saying. The nice thing is that some people are wondering what is the initial clearings to have, you know, so if you're wishing to have a better life, that's the way I look at it. The emotional clearing is definitely one that you wish to have. You can do a mental clearing, past life emotional, get your 4-in-1 clearing done, which helps you out with your twin flame energy. Maybe do some entity clearing. Naturally, if you want to get out of here, which you might be the main concern, is do your spirit barcode. That will get you out of here. And if you want to keep your body from being abducted, or at least help it somewhat from being abducted, then you want to do the abduction barcode. That's how they take you. That's the tracking, but there's a lot of other ways you can be abducted, too, but that's a start. You may want to do an earth grid line clearing. Entity clearing is very, very nice to do. Self-empowerment would be getting on and do the clearing on the website, which is for self-empowerment. It's $60, I believe, or $50, something like that, for 6 weeks. And the billboard clearing also works out very nicely for people. So those are the main ones. If you're dealing with a lot of aliens, then by all means, get on the alien attack page. So there's a lot there to deal with, and it's up to you to decide which one you might need. Everybody has different emotional issues, different stuff, but the emotional clearing can help you release a lot of that. So by all means, you know, do that clearing. So, I guess back to you.
Okay.
Yeah, we do have that. The 25th is Christmas, so typically. But there are people that would rather have the aliens released than to sit underneath the Christmas tree. You know, that could be possibilities, too. I think last year I had a lot of people on Christmas Eve when I was doing the clearings. I think it was like one day off or something. So, I do understand that you could be with family members and the such, but I do have to do 3 of these calls, so that's that date just kind of falls in there. Plus, what a great Christmas gift to give yourself to get rid of this stuff also. So, and you can become absentee also. So if you can't come on, you know, the 25th, then by all means, just become an absentee. That's no problem. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So for callers, the numbers Let's see. The toll-free U.S. and Canada, and we're on Station 1, so it's listed under the play button there for Station 1. It's 888-627-6008, and then maybe hop down to Line 4, area code 530-413-4522. So do give a call if you have a question for Ron. You were mentioning this other call on Saturday, Ron, and Shannon is wondering what email address to use for you if she would like to come on that or if people would like.
Yeah, you can use, if you wish, healing@creationlightship.com. That one works fine. I'll get that. So, and just put in the subject thing, maybe the date of the Saturday, which will be the 3rd. So you put down maybe December 3rd, Saturday, enlistment. That'll work good for me. So
okay.
We could do some type of clearing here. I don't know what to do right now for people. We'll see what pops up on the fast chat here. I can help somebody out with the clearing here.
Okay.
We could do one for, I don't know, since people probably have been out shopping typically for Christmas, I would think that they might have an overwhelmed situation, maybe of overspending or just dealing with people. So I think overwhelm would be a good one to start off with here. So here we go, everybody. If you do feel overwhelmed, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just an idea. You might have entities as you're shopping come into you from other shoppers who want you to spend a lot of money that you don't have. So, I'm just kind of looking. You may want to do an entity clearing. So as you're in that store trying to buy something, the entities don't come in and talk to you and say, oh, you better buy this here, you know. Uncle Joe wants this here, you know. And you didn't plan to buy Uncle Joe anything, but all of a sudden you spent $200 for Uncle Joe and you wonder, gee, what did I do that for, you know? So entity clearings are probably very good, and there's probably tons of entities out there shopping, having fun, spending all those people's money. So you might think about that,
yeah.
Of a clearing that could help you to stay more centered. So back to you, and I have, yeah, Shannon said Earth Gridline Clearing. That's a very nice one to become maybe more mobile with your life, to feel better, and not to run up all the energies into your body of trauma from the Earth, because the grid lines can connect you that way and also keep you as like a homebody, so you're unable to do anything in your life. So that's a good clearing. So back to you, Carrie, did you see any entities out there shopping?
I stayed home. I can't stand it.
Hey, maybe you just bought your cat something, huh?
No, I haven't told him about Christmas. I'm hoping he's not expecting too much.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but also just entities in general. I mean, the crowd is so bad this time of year in the stores, especially at the weekends, that, you know, it's really hard not to bump into people. So all kinds of entities could be hopping into us. So that's a whole life clearing, but also you can get the unlimited on that, which is really handy because it's always difficult when we're out and about with people in a line at a market or in a store or whatever. And also, Ron, maybe you can describe the shrink wrap, because that's a really handy thing to do in this kind of situation at this time of year particularly.
Yeah, the shrink wrap brings your energy field right to your body. And so a lot of people who are maybe dealing with people, touching people because they have to, if you shrink wrap your energy field will stay more intact. Otherwise, it will be connected to a lot of people. And remember, their stuff becomes your stuff. So you don't want to necessarily come home and have a bunch of baggage on you from the entities and the people that are out there shopping. So it's a little difficult for some people who first hear this show to understand that, because it's something that they haven't been told. But each time you touch somebody, you can have those entities hop into your body. And along with that, these are emotional bodies. So you might go to the store feeling happy. Somebody touches you, and maybe you have a pain in your body after that, or you just feel kind of grumpy. Or maybe you want to spend lots of money because that entity now left that person at the checkout counter, saw you, and hopped into you with an empty cart. And all of a sudden, you're out there now, and it's going, whippy, I'm going to have fun today. And then also, you have the alien critters hopping into you. This is why we have the 28 hours of healing each month on the weekend. So you want to get rid of those alien critters. So that's one way that you can help protect yourself. Can't guarantee that it's going to fix you completely, but it will help. Everybody, somehow, when I talk to them, they want to have the absolute final thing. They go, man, what's going to fix my problem? Well, I can't guarantee anything's going to fix you. It'll help you. But some people want to have that final line of, you know, if I do this clearing, is my life going to be perfect? I go, nope. It may help you, but it's not going to be perfect. So it's up to you to release the baggage that your ancestors gave you. Remember, you can look at your parents and say, well, why did you give me all this stuff? How come you didn't clean yourself out before you had me? And they'll just look at you like, what's this person talking about, you know? And that's the whole thing, is your parents were responsible to clean themselves out before they had you. And so were their parents. And unfortunately, you know, that's the way it works. You got to clean out your garbage. Otherwise, you live with it. So you're living their lifetime. So if you have troubles in your life, just look at your parents and your grandparents, and they're the fault of all your problems, because it does go down through the generations. You probably don't know anybody past that, going up further down the line or up the line, but they gave you this stuff. They're responsible, but they can't be responsible because they don't understand it, and they can't take it away from you. It's up to you now to deal with their stuff. So that's the way it works. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So just back to the shrink wrapping real quick. Ron, can you describe for anybody new listening how we do that, what part of us we command and what we say?
Okay, yeah, you want to command your body. You can also command your spirit, but your body is what is emanating the field around it. Your auric field is surrounded around you by your body. Your body's energy does that. So you want to just have your body bring in its energy to itself. So that's the way it is. And just by commanding your body to do it, it'll happen. Your spirit can also help your body do that, but really this is a body thing. If you didn't have a spirit in your body's still going to have an auric field. So then it's up to you to tell your body to close itself off. So that's the way it works. So we had some sound being maybe off and on in the program. Maybe somebody could type in maybe how many minutes they lost or something. It'll probably be on the archive, I hope, but I'm just kind of curious. Maybe it's been dead for a while. I don't know. So I did talk about something, maybe, and you lost it. Let me know on the fast chat, or you can call in if you want. We'll take callers today, and you can tell me what you didn't understand or what got blocked out or something if you need further explanation of what's being talked about. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and just, I'm sorry to keep hopping on this, but the shrink wrap. So we're commanding our body to do this.
Yes.
Can you just explain what we say? And I know you with a lot of these things, you say we have to say it out loud.
You want to say it out loud, otherwise you're in the mental realm. Thank you, Carrie. So if you think something, then you're not in the physical. So remember, your thoughts that are inside of your head don't live here. Where do they live? They live in the beyond. They live in the mind energy. So whatever you're doing here, you have to say in the physical, verbally, you know, just say, now it's my body, command my body, whatever seems to work for you to bring its energy field right even with my skin. And
okay.
That's as simple as that. And your body will understand that. It's conscious. Every cell in your body will hear what you're saying to it, and it will oblige you and do that for you almost instantly. So this is what you want to do. And, you know, if you feel like your energy field is creeped out, moved outside of you, maybe in a couple hours or so, then do it again. And once you do it a bunch of times, you're going to know instantly if your energy field is away from you. I don't have mine probably more than a fourth of an inch outside of my body. I don't want to connect to anything. I don't want to feel anything out there. I don't want to bring any slime to me, anybody's energies, anybody's negativity as they walk by me. I just want to be walking in my own space, uncorrupted by anyone else. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so you had asked a little while ago if anyone had any clearing sample requests, and we have a couple. Michael is asking for a pain sample. Pain
sure. Clearing. Okay, pain. So what you want to do is figure out where your pain is. Naturally, if you're requesting a pain sample, you automatically know. But you still could have pain. Somebody who has no pain could be there from the past. You just don't have it resonating with you, but it's waiting to come into your life. So you don't want to have that happen. So think of a time that you had pain. We'll release that from you. And you may want to come on the call coming up. Getting rid of clones, because clones, we're finding, can bring situations to you, and they can bring you pain. So here we go. That call will be in basically an hour from now. So here we go. Pain. One, two, this is being released from you. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh boy, one. Let's get rid of entities. So we got rid of the pain, but the pain is probably entities exasperating what you have. So here we go. Entities being released. Remember, if you have pain, first get rid of the entities. So one, two, there they go. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, and then Marie R. is asking for some work on her right hip. I don't know, Marie, if that's pain, maybe what Ron did just cleared you up, but maybe, Ron, you want to check out Marie's hip and see if there's anything else that she needs.
Yeah, let's see here. Energy attachment. So let's do that here. At times people have pain situations because, remember, you're programmed, and you don't know when a program is going to be activated, and it could be from a situation from a past life in your genetics. Okay, not a spirit life, but your body's genetics. So let's take out some physical objects. Typically we have a lot of swords and knives in us from the past. Our body knows this here. Could be a gunshot wound or something or similar. So let's take out those. So I want everybody to concentrate on something. Look at something that they may have. Something that you can't really explain. You've had this pain for your whole life. You know what's going on. So let's take that out of you. Here we go. We'll just call this an object. So here we go. Coming out. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, everybody. See how you feel. Get up, walk a little bit. Just investigate how you're feeling. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Sue is just asking if we should shrink wrap before we go out.
Yeah, I'd shrink wrap all the time. Yeah, if you're in your house, it doesn't matter if your orc field's out or not, typically, because nobody's going to be walking in and out of it. Although if you have an animal there and the animal has a problem, you could be empathically picking up their situation, their problem, and it'll come into you. So, but typically, the only reason why your auric field goes out is because you are trying to sample energies around you to see if it's safe. And that's probably the main reason. Somehow, some people who might be homebodies, or maybe some people who have had maybe a physical attack done to them by someone maybe years ago, they will probably put their auric field out just to look for that person to attack them. Are they out there? You know, they sample the energies. And so the orc field could go out looking for maybe somebody, a mugger or somebody like that, or, you know, I don't want to use the term rapist, but we'll just say that, okay? So you're looking to see if anybody out there has that same energy of that previous person maybe 40 years ago that did something to you. So you are sampling energy that way, but you're bringing all the energy to you. You know, from all these people, you're not just really checking and pulling away. Once you connect to them to read the energy, then you're stuck with that. So that's why you want to shrink that. Yeah, you want to do it in a safe place. If you're driving your car, then just maybe have your energy inside of your car, you know. You don't really need it all over your car, inside of your car, because what are you really looking for? You know, but I would just have it close to your body. But if you do pull into that parking place, and yeah, just command your body, and after a while it'll become automatic for you. So, and you don't want to have it mixed up. And you're going to be able to watch people. I like watching people at times because I'm always looking for that spirit that's walking in front or behind the person a couple of feet. That's really freaky to see that. So I do see that off and on. And you see a guy walking or a gal walking, and all of a sudden you see their spirit, just like their body, walking in front of them, which is really strange, but that's what happens sometimes.
Wow.
And it's kind of intriguing to watch, because a person has no energy, but the spirit has all the energy. So that's what you look for. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we had a question at the beginning of the show when you were talking about the clone call that's coming up, Ron, and it's from Richie, and he's asking, who is a clone?
I think we should rephrase that. Who isn't a clone?
Yep.
Okay, so here we go.
Okay. So, Richie, everybody has an enormous number of clones associated with them, with us. We all have them trotting through us. That's basically the answer to that. And Ron is doing these new Monday calls. Well, the Monday call's not new, but on the Monday call, he's doing decloning. So if you haven't experienced that yet, and O is asking if we can do decloning on the show today, which I know you don't want to do that, Ron. So I wouldn't.
Oh, I only do that on the conference call.
Yeah, so, Richie, if you want to experience that, you can sign up for that. It's at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern this afternoon, a little bit after this show on BBS ends, and it's $20 for the hour, and you can see how that feels. So, let's see. Where was I on the questions? Oh, yeah. Ed is asking if you would integrate our spirits into our bodies, which is interesting after you've just described them walking behind our bodies that you see occasionally. So maybe you can do that in and out through our feet thing. I know I always feel that when you do it through our feet.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So here we go. We'll bring your spirit in through your feet. We'll take it out of your head, put it in through your feet. For the newcomers, normally your spirit always comes in, typically through the crown chakra. Remember, the crown chakra is open there to allow the aliens to connect to you. So that's the gateway in. Could come in through your heart, or could come in through the front of you or side of you, you know, back of you. But typically, I'd say normally it comes in through the top of your head. Well, once it comes in, it goes, man, I don't want to be here. And so then it doesn't go past your waist. So all of a sudden you go, you know, it goes, you know, I want to get out of here quickly. So the more territory it takes up in your body, the more, you know, the harder it is for it to leave on a quick notice, you know. So when I put them in through your feet, your spirit, then you're going to feel your feet, probably legs getting tingles in it. And it's going to bring life force energy to you, but before it's like dead. And here we go. So it'd be interesting to have somebody who maybe can't walk and have this exercise done for them, because they might all of a sudden, you know, maybe they're in a wheelchair, right, with a leg problem. And that's probably because, you know, maybe it started from not having their spirit in their body in that location. So here we go. I'll use the word in and out. So I'll first go out, you know, going out and coming in. You might feel dizzy. So out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, there you go. Your body should be buzzing, feeling more energy, and the proof's in the pudding. You'll find out how you're feeling right now. You might want to get up and walk. You might find your body a little bit more at ease during the walking process here. So, and what I'll do next in a minute or so is robotic clearing, because that's a really big one too. People are controlled robotically all the time. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. That's interesting. Usually I feel it in my lower legs and my feet, but I'm feeling like prickly skin around my mouth. That's weird. I haven't had that before with that. Interesting. Okay. So Larry is asking if we can get an addiction clearing, and I know usually you do entities for that, Ron.
Yeah, the addiction would be for entities. I do have an addiction clearing on the website where it can go a little deeper. So I'll do a sample for that one for people. I don't normally talk about the addiction clearing. So here we go. So if you do have an addiction, this is probably what you want to do after you do the entity one. So here we go. And first you want to do the emotional one. So this would be the third clearing that you'd want to do then. So if you have an addiction of any type, here we go. One, two, think of it naturally, because the light sees you in pure divine perfection. They don't judge you. So whatever you have is your stuff. That's what you want to experience. So in order to get out of it, you have to judge yourself and then request when we do the clearings here to have that sort of release from you. Remember, I can only get rid of a little bit of energy. It's not going to get rid of your whole addiction or just get rid of one particular situation that you had as you think of it. And you could have a million situations. This is one of those that you're thinking of. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. So Tina is asking for a clearing for denial.
Denial.
If you're in denial about something, I wonder what would be a good one for that. I don't know. Timeline crash. You could timeline crash denial.
I would say probably do a timeline crash for that one.
Okay.
That might work. Being in denial, I would say you're probably more so hooked up to the God energies, okay?
Okay.
And I'd say the God energy clearing was probably what you'd want to get into, because they're giving you the energy that are controlling you through that particular program. Because we do have that God energy, religious energy online. So that's what I would think. I don't know what else to do for that. Because denial would be such a great thing, but you have to look at the cause of it. And denial would probably be religious indoctrination, separating you from your spirit. That's how I would look at that one. So back to you, Carrie.
I don't know
what to do for a clearing. I'd say get online and do that one.
Okay. So Marcy is asking if it's best to do the mind to heart drop before you do the shrink wrap. Do they affect each other, I guess?
No, not at all, because your body isn't concerned with thoughts. You see, your body is producing, emanating its auric field. So it has nothing to do with anything else on a conscious level.
Okay. So Michael has a question also to do with the shrink wrap about saying that command to our body out loud. He's asking, can we do a clearing for feeling more comfortable saying that out loud? So if you're in a store and you suddenly are commanding your body to shrink wrap yourself, you might be embarrassed, you might feel silly, self-conscious, you know, because no one else around you is going to understand what you're doing. So what would you suggest for that, Ron?
Probably just go to the bathroom, maybe whisper it to your body. You only have to do it a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
Pretend like you're talking to somebody on a cell phone, you know.
It doesn't
matter. Remember, what they think of you is none of your business.
Yeah. Okay. Looks like it was just the phone line that was having audio problems, Ron. I think the BBS website was fine. So Janice was saying a little bit ago that the sound is back on. So thanks for letting us know about that. Doina is saying, is it possible to do a not in harmony with spirit clearing? Not in harmony with spirit.
I'll do a sample of the odd harmonic one. Everything that the dark side typically will give us will have the odd harmonics in it. And remember, your spirit only works with even harmonics. So that could be maybe what she's asking. So here we go. Harmonic clearing. One, two, and again, think of a situation that you're dealing with, or just to see if your spirit can integrate more with you, to get rid of the odd harmonics where it's supposed to be attached to you, connected to you, integrated with you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. I'm still seeing Michael's question here, and there's some more to it that isn't said there. And I'm figuring out what that is. So he wants to know what could be done, probably for feeling more comfortable in a store with other people, about saying something out loud or just being more comfortable with other people. What you could do is change your psychic billboard and just say that, you don't want people to interact with you, because they may come over naturally anyway. So you could possibly put that up. Since a lot of people are afraid of the light, that's why we have that 2,000-year darkness clearing up. You could just also indicate that you have a lot of light, and maybe the people will be shied away from you, possibly. You could put something on your billboard also that nothing is going to connect to you, that they cannot do that, you know, to stay away from you. You know, I'm looking at things here that might help people out. So you have any ideas there, Carrie?
No, those are good ideas. I was just actually reading other stuff and not listening to you that well. I'm sorry, Ron, but I think the billboard is a good one. And trying to think, what are the clearings? I think what you just said is good. I think he was asking about being more comfortable saying that command out loud. I think that's when that got written.
That's what I got too, but there's more to it than that, I think.
Okay.
Kind of reading between the lines, because it's, I'm going to go after these numbers here. I'm on it. So I got 444 on my computer.
Oh, me too.
do some terminating here of these codes that the aliens are trying to track us with. I happen to glance on it.
Okay.
Goodbye to that. So let's see here. I would think that you would want to, as you go out to in the public places, that you want to keep yourself completely at peace with everything. Remember, if you start taking energies into you, you're going to be out of peace. So doing the mind a heart drop, they may not even want to see you because you're going to be peaceful. And they're going to be all agitated. It's not that they're going to try to cord you because they want to have peace typically. You know, they're going to be busy in their own stuff, and the busyness is going to make them get attracted to other busy people. You know, if you notice, you know, if there's something going on in a store and you look over and you see 20 people gathered around a given location, it's going to draw you to it also, because you're going to wonder what are they giving away or what's there, right? And so if you're peaceful, the people may not even want to see you because they're used to living in chaos. So I would think doing the mind a heart drop, walking in there, do a shrink wrap, and people will probably not even want to look at you or see you because you're like in a different reality. So that's kind of how I would look at that also to help you out. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. A real quick one here from Susie. Can we be absentee for the decloning call? That's the one this afternoon.
Yes, you can. I do have people who already have signed up on an absentee basis. Yes. Just
okay,
know that
great.
You may feel a little different during that process.
Okay. And then, so Doina has another question. Does our spirit go other places? Except for parallel timelines and the space-time issue. Does our spirit go elsewhere, other places in addition to that?
I would probably say it does not, because everything has to be created by the light of the darkness for you to go somewhere else, because your spirit's only going to be with you. Remember, in true light, there's only one lifetime, and that's with the body that you're in. So it's not going to necessarily go out wandering to look at other life forms. Let's just say that you're in your room now and you have a cat next to you or something, and you know, you're not going to really go into the cat, you know, to visit the cat's spirit or to be a cat, because your spirit knows that it has to be with you. So the only way it could be taken is to have the light of the darkness create new movies for you to go into. And then it forces your spirit into those locations and different movie sets. So I would think that it's not going to go anywhere else but you unless it's abducted. And that's the way it works. So I hope I answered that question okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. What I do. Okay. So Michael is asking if we can have a family imprinting clearing sample. Do you do samples of that one, Ron?
I don't think so. I'm trying to think what that would be. I don't think I have any imprinting. You know, I I could be wrong.
Clearing on the website for family imprinting. The imprinting that we've got from our parents or whatever. I think that's about belief systems and stuff.
I think it is too. Yeah, we could try that. So think of a belief that your parents gave you, and it doesn't matter if it's if it works for you or not. All beliefs will work. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I'm just remembering that you wanted to do a robotic clearing after we did something. Oh, the odd harmonics. You said you wanted to do a robotic, and I don't think that one happened. So just wanted.
Okay, we'll do that, then we'll get Shannon's questions here.
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Robotics. Everybody has mind control patterns being transmitted to them. Mind control and energy to control your body, to control your thoughts. So here we go, robotic clearing. So I'll do it for your fingers. 1, taking away this energy. 2, 3. In fact, I'll do headaches. Anybody have a headache? Let's do that one now. Work with your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. There we go. That's a robotic clearing. Okay, next, Carrie.
Okay, so Shannon is asking, what is the difference between these various Earth clearings? And I'm just looking on the website. There's the Earth barcode removal, Earth cording disconnect, which is a generational one.
Okay, good. The barcode is designed to keep you on this planet and or to keep you on to a cloned planet that looks like this one. This way you can't leave here. You're stuck here. Okay, the Earth cording disconnection, what that one does is, and the grid line and the Earth cording are both pretty similar. I'm trying to think here. The grid line attaches you to the energetic GPS location of where you are. Okay?
Yep.
So if you happen to be in the same house for, 30 years, that's probably because you're attached to the grid line of that house, going down to the grid line on the planet, and it could be transmitting energies to you to keep you at that GPS exact location. Now, the Earth cording is similar, but that's more general, and that keeps you connected to the Earth events, the past connections of the Earth. So you're cording the Earth, like cording the Earth physical planet and cording the Earth spirit. So I don't like to deal with hurricanes and forest fires and dead animals and everything else that's happened here on the Earth. So I would not want to cord the Earth. Now, if you've meditated, they normally have you cord the Earth. Well, you can see why you don't want to do that. Okay? So they're both kind of similar, but the Earth cording is for somebody who is stuck and they can't move. Okay? And the Earth cording you want to get disconnected from. Because, lo and behold, you may have had some meditation classes in the past, and or even your body has done it, in distant past, okay, where you had a ritual that you did, that maybe you had some kind of sacred vow or something to always be connected through all your lifetimes to the Earth. That's still in effect, as your body genetics knows that. And you could be corded to the Earth and suffering from all these energies also. So they're both kind of similar, but they're both different. Okay, Carrie, back to you. Looks like our time is kind of moving up here.
Oh, wow, yeah. We've just got a few minutes left. Michael is saying that he did One clearing which disconnected the psychic billboard, because you were suggesting for the being in the crowds thing and the whatever else Michael was wondering, and he's disconnected his billboard, so he's wondering, am I still using it anyway?
You'd have to look at it. It feels like it's not being used that much.
Okay.
What I will say is, looks like Michael is kind of asking this question. So if you're on this month's conference call and you are going into next month's conference call, okay, you will be on the light ship continuously in quarantine, okay? And they'll be finding bits and pieces of you.
Oh, interesting.
So that's the way it works. If you don't come on, if you're on this month's call and you're not on next month's, then... you will be off the call probably at the end of the month, okay? I'm trying to keep it very simple so that you get a little more time there. But if you are going into the next one, then automatically you're connected all the time. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, one last question here from Ed about clones and alien races. And Ed is wondering what race is selling pieces of him for clones.
Well, I think most of the stuff that I found is the Octurians, which are the octopus energies as I perceive them. So that's the bad thing. Are there good Octurians? Well, the ones that I deal with are not good. But remember, this is just a general term, because there's thousands of races out there, but the Octurians do show up as octopus energies. Are there a good octopus out there? It's possible, but the ones that I deal with are not. So it's very hard to talk about different races, because it'd be like saying, you know, I watched on TV and I saw this a person that had black skin rob a store, okay? And so does that mean that all black people are bad or thieves? No. So you have to look at this as what it really means. Even though I say Octurians, I'm not saying that all the Octurian races are bad, but all the ones that I have encountered are, okay? So you have to look at and to see how many there are out there and, you know, which ones are here doing that. So you can't have a real general rule as, is this race good or bad? This is the ones that I deal with, and I do get the names of them at times. Those are the ones that I'm dealing with that are no good, that have turned to darkness. So, and oddly enough, they bring in more reinforcements. So somewhere out there, if there are good ones, they're probably hiding. So that's what I can say. If you've been on the conference calls for a while, those octopus energies always show up. And so does the jellyfish. But there's always octopus energies. Those are the ones that I think are probably giving us the most harm. And that's the Octurian race. Okay? So, the ones that are mind-controlling everything. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so just one. I think we can squeeze one quick one in here. This looks like a short answer question, and Doina is asking, is it possible to increase your life force energy too many times a day?
Oh, no, no. If you do it a lot, you're going to actually feel the inside of your body probably shake or tremble. And that's because it's releasing an energy blockage. So you're boosting yourself up. So, you know, if you say it probably about a couple hundred times or more, you're going to feel really good. But I probably wouldn't recommend doing it before you go to sleep. You may want to do it middle of the day or something. If you feel a little bit tired or whatever. And you're going to feel great afterwards. So that's what I would say. But you can't do it, too much. No.
Okay, great.
And well, Marcy said she did it 1,000 times and her pain went away. Yeah, that
wow.
Could be definitely true, Marcy. Thank you. Thank you for having that comment. Because remember, your spirit is there to help you. And when you do that, you're commanding your spirit to come into you. And it will, in a sense, start to fight off the darkness as much as it can. You know, and with that, it's great. You know, that's why I give that clearing out to people. So I can only do a few things that I can help people with, and that one is one that you can do yourself. You know, this is what I'm trying to do, is empower you. That one, and, you know, and I'll increase my life force energy. That's what it is. And then, you know, the mind to heart drop. And those two are very, very good ways to help yourself out, and then doing the shrink wrap. So, back to you, Carrie. I guess it's about time to go here.
Yeah, I have 58. So, just a reminder for anyone who hasn't signed up for the Monday decloning call, which is in about half an hour, you can still do that. $20, 1 hour, and if you haven't done it, it will be quite an eye-opener, and if you have, well, you know what's coming. So you can sign up for those on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, down on the left. Just scroll down, and there's a link to hit for conference calls. And next show, BBS Station 1 Wednesday, that's at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And that will be followed by the Q&A for about an hour. And you can send your questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll read those out during the Q&A. If you can just put on the top there in the subject bar that you will be listening on whichever day you want it read, Wednesday or Friday, that's great. So I think that's it. So thank you, Ron, for all the clearings. We had quite a lot today, and if you guys felt anything from that and you enjoyed the show today, if you'd like to send Ron a donation to help pay for today's show, that would be great too. On his website, you can just hit one of the donation buttons and send in a little. That would be much appreciated. And I think that's it, Ron. I have 1 minute to the top of the hour, so thank you.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want to run over too far. So, okay, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you for people with their questions. Yes. Great. Enjoyed today's program. Blessings to all of you.
Hey, this is Margo.